Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Are you ready for a trade deadline, Dud Keefe?
Oh, I thought the deadline was today.
Nope.
I thought the deadline was 4 o'clock today.
No.
Oh. So what?
They didn't do anything.
No.
They didn't do anything. Maybe they also thought it was today?
They didn't do it. The whole league was doing stuff.
The league was making moves. There were big-time players getting traded yesterday.
Yep.
Big-time, small-time, medium-time players all getting traded. Draft picks flying around. And they sat on their hands and did nothing.
Well, let's be fair.
They did nothing.
They actually sold the week before.
Yeah, they actually did do something, and they got rid of two players.
Like, even the Red Sox are smart enough to fake buy.
Oh, yeah. They're even, like, here's a player.
Even the Red Sox are smart enough to get idiots like me to be like, Steven Matz?
Dustin May.
Dustin May? Like, just to sucker in morons like me.
Yeah.
Even the Red Sox are smart enough to give you that. Like, a little bit of something to just look at it and go, well, they did technically add to their team. Unlike this team yesterday.
They subtracted.
Which added nothing, subtracted the week before, probably was more interested in subtracting more yesterday, trading away Anfernee Jennings, than adding anybody. And look, I still think they're a good team independent of doing anything.
Right, right.
I just wish they added some depth in case of injury, and I wish they added a player that could have raised their ceiling, because I think the window is wide open to compete for a Super Bowl this year, maybe win a Super Bowl this year. And apparently they disagree, and that's frustrating.
Yeah, it's super frustrating because this team is ahead of schedule. Like, they are a lot better now than I think anybody would have anticipated, and the rest of the AFC is, like, closer to you than we could have anticipated. And so nobody was screaming about, oh, you got to go out there and get Sauce Gardner or Quinnen Williams, right? The two best players that got traded yesterday.
No.
By the Jets, like, and you trading multiple first-round picks, that wasn't going to happen. Nobody's asking for that. But there's a big difference between trading, you know, number one draft picks and then also doing nothing. There's a huge middle ground. You have all these other rounds. You added picks. And dumb me, I thought part of the Keon White and Kyle Duggar trades last week were to sort of get all your kind of draft capital lined up so you could make moves yesterday and sort of add depth pieces. The roster is better than we thought it was going to be, but it's obviously not perfect. And whether you think they need, you know, a starting running back, a depth running back, a depth pass rusher, a depth safety, a linebacker, whatever. Like, you could make an argument for a lot of different positions on the team, and they decided to do nothing. And that is very frustrating. Yesterday was the time to do it. I'm not interested in somebody else's practice squad cast off. I wanted somebody that you could bring in and help the team.
Well, looking at the text line and Twitch chat, people are, oh, what? We're going to spend more time on this. What'd you want him to do?
I wanted to make moves.
No one wanted to trade with him. You know,
I don't know about that.
Giardi yesterday said Amy Adams Strunk, and I believe this, Amy Adams Strunk didn't want to trade anybody to Mike Vrabel, didn't want to help Vrabel.
Okay, fine. So, cross the Titans off because they're petty.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Okay? So, fine. The Titans didn't want to trade with you. I also believe, and I don't think it's smart business, but I believe that the Dolphins and Jets didn't necessarily want to trade with you. Russini, your girl, had a tweet about this yesterday where she's like, other AFC East teams called the Dolphins and the Jets. I'm assuming that's the Patriots. It's Patriots or the Bills. And they didn't want to deal within the division. Okay, fine. I believe that too. I don't think that's good business for those teams, but I believe both those things. I don't think it's unique that teams in your division don't want to trade with you. I think that's a problem every team has probably every single year.
Mm-hmm.
And the Titans, fine, cross one team off the list. Players on other teams moved. And this is what I find unsatisfactory about that excuse and why I think it's an excuse. Jacoby Myers isn't a Titan. He's not a Jet or a Dolphin.
No.
You could have had him.
Yeah.
Raheed Shaheed, not a Titan or a Dolphin or a Jet. He moved. You could have had him. Logan Wilson, the first trade of the day or a late-night trade the night prior, got dealt from the Bengals to the Cowboys. He's not on any of those teams.
Mm-hmm.
So guys moved. Never mind you can always sweeten the pot and throw more in and make it worth their while to make a trade. Trades in the division do happen. You've traded with the Jets before. You've traded with the Dolphins before. So it does happen. And I think it's exactly that. It's just an excuse to save face. Because they know they didn't do anything. And even worse than not doing anything, they sold. And I just find that so unsatisfactory in a year where I think, again, the AFC is wide open. And to not deviate from your plan. The plan you came up with when, what? We'd be happy with 9 wins in the playoffs. We'd be ecstatic about 10 wins in the playoffs. And you're ahead of schedule. You're doing great. You guys are onto something. I acknowledge all those things.
Yeah.
But this idea that we can't deviate from our plan that we came up with in April, why not?
For
a sixth-round pick and a rental player or a fourth-round pick and a rental player, that is not going to change the overall trajectory. You're not ruining your future, mortgaging your future to be all in this year. We're talking about like a fourth or a fifth or maybe a sixth-round pick. That is not mortgaging anything to try to win this year and reward your team, reward your fans, reward yourselves for being ahead of schedule and not being willing to deviate from that or alter your thinking in any way, shape, or form to me is really, really, really frustrating and annoying.
I would have been mad about it, but not as mad if they even just kept Keon White and Kyle Duggar, because then you'd be like, well, they didn't sell. They just kind of stood pat and they sort of took their team. They either didn't, you know, maybe the asking prices were too high, or maybe they just felt good with the group and they moved on. But the fact that you peeled off a couple of players, and I know those they weren't starters, don't get me wrong. I know they weren't the best fit, and neither you or I even really like them. But you're swapping those guys out for practice squad guys. That seems like you're taking away from the team. And then you have a week to go for the deadline. And it's probably not the same thing as, like, the baseball deadline where there are 100 moves and every team that's contending is like, all right, who did we add? Who did we add? And you see every team around you add, you know, relief pitchers or, in the case of the Mariners, two big bats. Like, it's not like that. But still, you knew you had a few days to add to the team and also show some belief in the team, too, and you choose not to do it. And we've seen already this year, they've been relatively fortunate, I would say, injury-wise, where their depth hasn't been tested.
However, it started to pile up a touch.
It
Stevenson, Booty, even our guy Christian Ellis. The only real injury they've dealt with this year, and it was a significant one, was Gonzo to start the year.
Yeah, Gonzo to start, and now he's back. And you know what you saw then? You saw Alex Austin in coverage, and it didn't go great.
Nope.
So you understand how important depth is, and then so Antonio Gibson goes down, and then Ramondre Stevenson goes down. And now, you know, all due respect to him, Terrell Jennings is getting carries. Is that what you want? Like, if you're making a playoff push, you want Terrell Jennings getting carries? You saw last week, Kayshon Booty leaves the game. Now Kyle Williams is getting 31 snaps where he's invisible. Like, I think already you've seen how, like, it's you're not going to have 100% health all season long. You're going to miss a guy or two and maybe even more as the season unfolds. Are you prepared right now to replace those guys? I don't really think so. You're kind of walking a tightrope as you've been a little bit more healthy than some of these other teams in the AFC. And you had a chance yesterday to sort of bolster that a little bit with a wideout, with a running back, pick a spot on defense. So I was definitely let down.
Here's your safety room right now, just as an example. And you've subtracted two from there. You cut Peppers early. You traded Kyle Duggar last week to Pittsburgh. And again, I don't really miss either one per se, but I might if Jalen Hawkins or Craig Woodson, our guy, the eraser, winds up getting hurt. Your other safeties, Del Pettis, who actually made a play in the game on Sunday.
He made a play, yeah.
John Saunders, who Ted was texting me about, like, get ready for this kid. It's another guy they added. He was a healthy scratch this past weekend. And Brendan Schooler, who's a special teamer, maybe gets out there in the Longhorn package from time to time.
He was a menace last year, the Longhorn package.
That's your safety room right now. So you subtracted from that room. Edge rusher. I like what they've gotten so far out of Harold Landry. I didn't talk a lot about that signing when they made it. He's been great.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely didn't talk about Kalavon Chase, and we barely even mentioned his name. He's been awesome.
Well, no, we talked about him a lot in camp because he was so good.
Flashing,
but we kept saying, like, is this going to last? And, well, to his credit, it has.
So, okay, those two guys have been great.
Yeah.
After that, you do still have Anthony Jennings. At least they didn't subtract him. Right. And then we're talking about Caleb Murphy, who they just claimed, Elijah Ponder, maybe Tavai mixes in there. Like, he's more off the line.
Yeah, I don't know.
So this is what I'm saying. You could have bolstered your depth. Mm-hmm. You could have raised your ceiling. And you didn't. Instead, you subtracted from your depth, which to me is frustrating. And not everybody improved.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Chiefs did nothing, right? The Bills did nothing. So not everybody improved, but the Colts did. That's a team you could be duking it out for a bye week with. Like, that's a team. The number one seed in the AFC could have shifted yesterday. I don't think this is overly dramatic. It could have shifted yesterday because the Colts were willing to part with two first-round picks, which the Patriots didn't need to do. I wasn't demanding they trade two first-rounders, but they decided to do that to go all in on this year. And the one seed may have shifted yesterday. Let's see, because they got Sauce Gardner and you sat on your hands. The Jaguars, you might get them now in the postseason. In fact, I think it's lined up for that. If the season ended today, I think you're playing the Jaguars on Wild Card Weekend.
Yeah, the Jags.
And they
old buddy Jacoby Myers.
That game just got more difficult because they made a trade for Jacoby Myers.
Right.
So,
and they didn't sacrifice their future. They didn't do anything crazy. They're not up against it. You can trade a fourth and a sixth round pick to help your team this year. You know, how much is the fourth and the sixth round pick next year going to help the team next year?
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's one of those things where, it's a lottery ticket. You might hit on somebody.
I don't want to be inconsistent. Like, both you and I yesterday, when we saw the asking price on Jacoby Myers, we were like, nah, I wouldn't have done that. But I just use him as a point to illustrate. It wasn't all Titans and Dolphins and Jets. But there were other teams that traded guys that were willing to talk to you.
Yep.
There were probably other players on the Raiders you could have asked about. It wasn't just Jacoby Myers. You could have asked about other guys. And so to me, that's annoying. And it's frustrating. And let's see where it goes from here, starting with the game on Sunday against Tampa. The other thing that I don't like, beyond the Russini excuse-making, beyond the excuse-making to Giardi, and this isn't his excuse-making, but, you know, it was passed along to him that the Titans didn't want to deal with the Pats. Fine. Is this Commanders' excuse? Like, you don't want to be the Commanders has really started to bother me.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
I've heard it a bunch of different places. You know where it's coming from. It's coming from the team, maybe ownership, maybe the front office, but it's coming from the team, maybe the coaching staff. I don't know. But it's coming from them, clearly. We've heard it multiple places. Breer, Bedard, they puke it up everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't get why being the Commanders is such a bad thing. They were in the conference championship game last year. I think if the Patriots go to the conference championship game, that's not the ultimate goal, but that's a pretty great season. If they're in the AFC title game and they lose to Mahomes or something like that, I think that's a pretty worthy season. and a reason to make a deal, which the Commanders did last year for Lattimore. They probably overpaid. He's now hurt. In the offseason, they doubled down and traded for Debo, fifth-round pick. They traded for Tunsil, who's been good, and their quarterback got hurt. I don't think the Commanders upended their future, drastically altered their future, changed their long-term outlook because they traded some day three picks. I think the reason that their short-term outlook is upended, and maybe long-term if the injuries continue, is their quarterback got hurt.
Yeah.
But if you can keep Drake May healthy, and I'm less worried about that than a lot of the nanas are out there about him running around. If you can keep Drake May healthy, you can part with your day three picks and it won't come back to bite you, I promise.
Yeah, I just don't really understand the argument against adding, you know, because you're way under the salary cap if you even want to play that game. That's not something that we really highlight a lot because we assume if you want to make a move, you can make it. But if you want to play that game out, right? And it's funny because Vrabel even made that comment when he's talking on the morning show about like, hey, you know, there's no such thing as an easy schedule because everybody pays money in the league. Everybody has a salary cap. It's like, all right, well, some do pay more than others. You have a ton of flexibility there. You even peeled off a couple pieces a week before to sort of take a look at what your entire roster is and then see, all right, what holes need to be filled. And you're by no means a like perfect roster. You can always tinker to it. I thought maybe they would because, again, similar to your guy Breslow, who had a good offseason and then a bad trade deadline, because they had the good offseason, like they identified a lot of good players in the offseason. I know it's apples to oranges, but like in free agency, they went out there, they found guys that they liked, and they brought them in. You're like, okay, good. Now it's the deadline, so it's a little bit different. You have to entice teams with draft picks and whatever else. But I thought because they have so many different guys in their front office and on their coaching staff that have been around the league, I thought there'd be like direct lines to certain players that they wanted and they would make trades for and be like, all right, this guy we know can come in here and help us out. I coached him 4 years ago or whatever. Like I thought there would be somebody there. And it might not be somebody that everybody's heard of and like, you know, like a household name, but somebody that would shore up the depth, somebody that maybe makes a big play or two between now and the end of the year. But instead, they do nothing. So it's just, it was frustrating. I thought yesterday was an opportunity to make the team better, and they didn't do it.
Yeah. So to me, look, I see some of the Twitch chat discussing, what did all these teams do? Why did other teams make these moves? And I get all that. I also see people saying, I was talking up the Texans a couple of years ago in their approach. And crickets since. The Texans won double-digit games back-to-back years. They won a playoff game in two straight years. Yeah. I don't think it was crickets at all. They're down this year. Yeah. But I think the Texans had a good approach. And by the way, you kind of echoed what they did. They got their quarterback and everything turned. It's almost exactly what I said 2 years ago about them.
As long as they don't trade Will Campbell in the next 2 years, because that's what the Texans did.
Yeah, that's true. You don't want that.
My plan with the Texans was you could get your quarterback and cash in immediately and start him from day one and be a good team. I honestly think if they started Drake May earlier last year, they'd be in way better shape, but whatever. Neither here nor there. You look at some of the moves that happen around the league, and I don't think this is another thing that came up in the Twitch chat. I don't disagree or agree rather with Brian Hoyer. I guess he said this yesterday that if you make a trade, you send a message to your team that you're not good enough. Do you buy that? Like,
heard that.
I actually look at it the complete opposite way. Say the team looks at us and we look at our front office and they don't think we're good enough because they didn't invest in us.
Wow.
I think it's the complete opposite of that Brian Hoyer, who's been in a locker room.
Sure
I get
has.
That.
Oh, yeah.
Been in way more locker rooms than me.
That's right.
I also think he, I don't know, might be a little biased towards this organization. So I try to look somewhere in between those two things.
Credit to him for a unique take because you remember like Kenley Jansen and like Devers and all those guys when they were here and the Red Sox did nothing and they like Alex Cora. Do you think they thought that was a good sign?
When you make a trade, the team looks at it and goes, we weren't good enough.
So why does every good team in like baseball and hockey always make deals at the deadline?
I don't know. It's a good question.
I appreciate the...
I guess afternoons we'll have to ask them about it, or maybe we could talk to Brian.
I like the
it.
Uniqueness of the take, but it's a horrible one. It's like we maybe do worst take of the week. That could be a new one. We have the brag of the week. Maybe worst take of the week.
Worst take of the week.
Brian Hoyer.
Make trades and your team panics.
People are like, wait a minute. They don't think we're good.
That's what people were saying about Breslow, wasn't it?
Yeah.
When Breslow makes no trades, people are like, yeah, good for you. Now the team knows you believe in them. That's what people say.
When the Packers traded for Micah Parsons, I remember they were like, what? You don't think we can get after them?
You don't believe in us?
You don't believe in us?
What?
They laid down and died.
Hilarious.
Like, we can't do it.
So anyway, how you feeling about the trade deadline? Do you think we're overreacting? I know some of you
when
do.
When the Celtics added Kevin Garnett, I remember they went into like a little ball. They're like, we're good enough to win as is?
I just love it. If the Patriots made a trade yesterday, you guys all would have been mad at them, right? Yeah. That's what you would have been? You would have been like, why are you adding talent to this team?
Now, to be fair, Hoyer is the guy that predicted anywhere between 7 and 11 wins at the beginning of the year.
It's amazing. It's amazing he predicted a 4-win range.
And he's going to miss.
He's still going to be wrong.
It's going to be
12. They're going to win more than the range he gave you. Honestly an incredible trick.
Yeah.
That's very impressive.
Get him next time.
617-779-7937. Your thoughts on the trade deadline. How would you grade it? And I guess this is a debate. Was that yesterday a sign that they believe in the team or don't believe in the
Maybe
team?
They
total
do.
Should be somewhere between 8 and 11 games.
Oh, 8 and 11. Sorry. My bad. 8 and 11. 8, it's
probably
9,
gonna be,
10,
probably
11.
Be 12.
So, yeah, 4
Maybe
games.
13. We didn't even get the range right. We'll get to all your feedback here coming up. Plus, why do the Patriots need to worry about the rest of the AFC? We can get into that. We got Bruins thoughts. We got Pure Hoops with Terp. At High Noon, we have actually a random BC thought. Bill O'Brien had a good rant.
O'Brien's been running hot here the last few weeks because his team's trash, and he is now getting mad.
He's full on teapot. That's what they used to call him, right? Teapot?
Oh, teapot. Yeah,
he's
hot.
He's gone teapot. We got Would You Rathers on a Would You Rather Wednesday. We have the hashtag Dork Minute. Plus, Mike Vrabel live out. A lot on the show today.
This is a jam-packed show.
Real jam-packed.
Go nowhere.
So let's get to the AFC playoff picture right after Trending with Billy.
ESPN's Adam Schefter joins WEEI Afternoons every Wednesday at 3:45. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. The Boston Bruins are now winners of 4 in a row after last night's 4-3 shootout win over the Islanders in New York. Murat Kuznetsov tied the game at 3 with 4:54 left in regulation. It would go on to net the game winner for the Bees in the shootout. Up next, the Bruins return home to host the Ottawa Senators tomorrow night. Tonight, the Boston Celtics look to avoid a 3-game losing streak when the Seas welcome the Washington Wizards to the TD Garden. Washington is currently on a 5-game losing streak. Tip-off from the Garden is at 7:30. After signing wide receiver Brendan Rice to the practice squad yesterday, it was a quiet trade deadline day for the New England Patriots. Pats return to the practice field today at 2 o'clock. Head coach Mike Vrabel will meet with the media today at 1. You can catch that press conference right here on 93.7. This Sunday, the Patriots will be in Tampa Bay taking on the 6-2 Buccaneers. And according to multiple reports, Boston Red Sox shortstop Trevor Story will not opt out of his contract and will return to the Red Sox. Story has 2 years and $55 million left on his current deal. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
Ew, that bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.